Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Live Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host tonight, Elfrida Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Today is our Praying with Love night, and actually, I'm just excited and delighted to be able to pray with you and to be able to share the experience that God has given in the revelation. As I said before, what I do know is that we're praying today. And I also know that God is good, and he's good all the time. As far as the revelation, the Lord is going to provide the revelation at that particular time, whatever time that may be. And I will share it with you as it is given unto me. But first of all, what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and read Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9. Then after we read, we will go into our recommendation of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It's very important. I can't stress it enough of how important it is to understand who God is and to create a relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It's the best thing that you could ever do. So I want to read Psalm 136, 1 through 9, and it reads, O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. O give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. O give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that stretcheth out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever. I have read to you Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Before I go on, I would like to first off thank God, my family, and friends for being such faithful listeners. Our listening capacity has grown very strong, and I attribute that to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I want to, at this particular time, recommend our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ unto you. It is very important that we establish a relationship. The Lord is calling people constantly, and we need to have a relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And some people may say, what is the importance of having a relationship? The importance of having a relationship with God is having peace. If you ever wonder why your life or why our life is such in turmoil, it's because we don't have peace with God. And making peace with God is not a negotiation. It's not something that you have to go to God and say, I would like to have peace. You experience peace that surpasses all understanding through the word of God. That's what God is speaking. He says we have to get into the word of God to experience peace. As you all know, there's so many things going on around the world. There's diseases. There's just a lot of unrest. There's wars. There's rumors of wars. There's chaos going on in America. And God, with God being our Father and with him being the overseer of America, in order for us, as the Lord is revealing, to experience peace, and in order for us to experience a breaking of the yokes of things that decay our bodies, amen, we must have a relationship with God. God is speaking reconciliation. We must come unto God, and we must tell God all about our troubles, but we must also ask for forgiveness, and that's for believers and non-believers. So tonight, our focus is on prayer, but God says we need to come unto him and reconcile with him. We need to come unto him and cast our burdens. And tonight, we're going to pray our hearts out, ladies and gentlemen, because the Lord wants us to pray. He's getting ready, as I said before, and I continue to say this because it's true. The Lord wants to bless a lot of people. The Lord's vision for us is to live a prosperous life while on earth. His vision for us is to live in a peaceful environment and to be healthy and to go about our Father's business. And so I really want you to lead you into this particular experience that the Lord is showing me right now. I want to lead you into this experience because it is a magnificent experience. And I tell you what, if you don't know who God is, it's easy to find out who he is. And I say that because if you close your eyes right now, the Lord is, if it's the will, the Lord blesses you to open your eyes. That's a blessing because some people aren't able to do that. And I think the reason why many or some people, it's not many, some people do not believe in God and some people do not believe in the power of God is because we take life for granted. We take things for granted, being able to see for granted. We take a lot of things for granted. And the Lord says we don't have to be here, but we're here by the grace of God. And since we're here by the grace of God, we may as well begin to thank God for the little things, the big things, and the things we see and the things we don't see. So without further ado, I want to recommend Miss Karen Shoel. Yes, I want to recommend her song, but I want to play her song. He is faithful because God is faithful. And I'm sure that many of you are wondering, why does this radio host continuously play this? Because God continuously puts this on my heart. He is faithful, and God wants us to know that he is faithful.
Jesus, I love you so much. You've been so faithful to me. In my moments of fear, through every pain, every tear, there's a God who's been faithful to me. When my strength was all gone, when my heart had no song, still in love, he's proved faithful to me. Every word he's promised is true. What I thought selfishly reaching out
He is Faithful by Miss Karen Showell, so please check her out on Facebook and also Refurb Nation. Ladies and gentlemen, today or tonight is our prayer night. And we're going to consecrate ourselves, then we're going to pray unto God. And as this song was playing, the God revealed appears to be a letter of encouragement. It appears to be information, and I will read it to you at the designated time, but I do want to pray, and we're going to pray for this nation. We're going to pray for the diseases that are spreading rapidly. We're going to pray for the patients, the nurses. We're going to pray for those who are going through the storms of life, whatever storm that is. We're going to pray for those who are in the hospitals. We're going to pray for those who are afraid. We're going to pray for those with courage. We're going to pray for those who are on the brink of a breakthrough. We're going to pray for our radio hosts. God is getting ready to do some great things. We're going to pray for cities and states. We're going to pray for everyone, whomever the Lord or whatever the Lord lays on our heart. It's very important that we really get into the presence of God, because prayer is so powerful. And prayer changes a lot of things. And if you really want to see a transition in your life, if you really want a problem to turn around, going to God is the answer. There is nothing on this earth. There is no disease that's too powerful for God. There is nothing on this earth that is greater or has a greater magnitude than our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that should give somebody hope. So we're going to consecrate ourselves and pray unto God. Then afterwards, I will read this particular information or letter that the Lord gave through Revelation. And then we will go into some announcements. Then I will bid you good night. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you tonight, and we ask, Lord, that you take anything out of our hearts that is not like you. Would you give us wisdom from the top of our head to the sole of our feet, of your divine destiny, of what you would have us to do, Lord. We ask that you utilize our hands for service, which you anoint our hands, every project that we touch, Lord. Everything that we go about to do, which you help it to be successful and prosperous and multiply it, where it will be able to help a multitude of people. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you fixate our eyes on you, looking up to the hills from which cometh all of our help, because all of our help cometh from you. We ask, would you bless our hearts? I bless our hearts to be more loving and kind, and would you take out the hatred, if there is any hatred, any jealous, malice, envy, strife within our hearts, would you take that out? Would you help our feet to walk into the path of righteousness and to do your holy will? We ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to just watch over us and help us to give the uncompromising word, the prophecy, revelation, the anointing of your holy word. We ask, would you fix us up and clean us up so that we can be ready to come before you and pray unto you so that answers can be prayer, so that prayers can be answered and so that people can be healed, delivered, and set free. We realize and understand that the only way people are healed and delivered and set free is through your word, is through your power. It's nothing about what we do or what we say in the name of Jesus, but we claim any recoveries, we claim healings, we claim victories, we claim the breaking of the yoke of these diseases that's running rapid. We claim in the name of Jesus conscious minds. We claim in the name of Jesus perfect decisions. We claim in the name of Jesus walking in the path of righteousness. We claim in the name of Jesus understanding and receiving knowledge. Our hands are extended, our minds are extended, our legs are extended to walk into those paths of knowledge so that we may serve the people better, so that we may uplift and magnify your name where people will know that you are God and besides you there is no other. There is nothing on this earth that can run rapid and destroy your children or your people without your knowledge. There's nothing on this earth that's more powerful or has a greater magnitude than the love and the power that you have in order to say, peace be still. And Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless whatever this is that has come from a foreign country to be still in the lives of people, and not only be still in the lives of people, but be still in the lives of West Africa, whatever it is. In the name of Jesus, we claim that you break the yokes, whatever yokes it is that's destroying the earth and destroying the people and taking lives. We ask in the name of Jesus today, Lord, would you, if it be your will, Lord, would you transform lives and would you give knowledge and wisdom, Lord, where the circumstances can be reversed and where people will have a second chance of life, Lord. We understand and we humbly submit ourselves unto you tonight and we bow down to you and we apologize. I apologize for anyone who has disrupted the peace or anyone who has angered your wrath, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus if there is someone who's holding someone against their will, we ask would those chains be broken and those people be set free so that the particular curse that is on that particular land and country be removed in the name of Jesus, Lord. We realize and understand that when we are hard-headed, things come our way, and we ask in the name of Jesus, we ask for mercy, we ask for forgiveness, we ask for sorrow, we ask that you just help reestablish this particular world, Lord Jesus. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you give us knowledge and the willpower, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We pray for each person who is in West Africa, who is subjected to whatever this is, whatever this wrath is, Lord, and we ask for forgiveness for whoever has brought this on in the name of Jesus, Lord. We pray for the Americans as they go through this particular process, Lord, because we know that you spoke life, Lord Jesus, and we understand that you are a healer, you are a physician, you're the great I am, El Shaddai Elohim, Yahweh, and you're able, Heavenly Father, to raise up and give people Lazarus experiences, Heavenly Father. We ask for blessings on those children who were exposed to whatever this bacteria is. We ask, would you strengthen each immune system from West Africa to the U.S., and would you help the immune system be as powerful as your favor, your grace, and your mercy, and your healing power. In the name of Jesus, we ask, would you uplift and erect immune systems, Heavenly Father, where they will begin to fight this bacteria. Would you give the doctors wisdom and understanding? Would you anoint their hands, Heavenly Father, and would you keep them safe, Heavenly Father? Would you be that shield of protection, Lord. Now we understand what you mean when you say the shield of protection, the protection from any hurt, harm, or danger, protection from disease, any protection that you see fit, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. We ask with those yokes be broken, Heavenly Father. Lord Jesus, we realize and understand that we live on this earth and everything is big to us because we can't conquer this earth. But we know that we serve a God who is bigger than anything on this earth, Lord. And in the name of Jesus, we're asking you, Heavenly Father, would you just forgive us, Heavenly Father, and would you mend this world back together, and would you heal bodies and raise them up, Heavenly Father, and would you help them, Heavenly Father, to come unto you and know who you are. And we know that you're El Shaddai. We know that you are the God of God. We know that you're the Almighty, All-Powerful. Lord, we know who you are. We know that anything that you speak is true, Lord. We understand and realize, Heavenly Father, that anything you speak is true, Lord. And we know, Heavenly Father, that you are over this whole earth, Heavenly Father. We recognize that. We understand that you are the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. You're the great I Am. You're Alpha and Omega. Heavenly Father, we understand that. And we just ask, Heavenly Father, for forgiveness for those who do not respect that, Lord Jesus. And we ask in the name of Jesus, Lord, would you have mercy upon the people who are exposed to this, Lord Jesus. Would you touch their souls, Heavenly Father? Would you touch the children, Lord? Would you touch the doctors, the nurses? Would you rid of any type of thing that will contaminate hospitals, Lord Jesus. Would you bless anyone with a scorching fever, Lord Jesus? Anybody with aches, Heavenly Father? Anybody with pains? Anybody that's going to fly on an airplane, Heavenly Father? We ask in the name of Jesus, would you remove any threats to that, Heavenly Father? In the name of Jesus, we ask, would you wipe our hands clean? Would you purify us and wash us white as snow? Would you let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus? Would you bless us to think on the good things? Would you lead us in the paths of righteousness, Heavenly Father? Would you heal those who are sick, Heavenly Father, those who are going through a process? Would you cool the scorching fevers, as we just said, Heavenly Father, because there is a multitude? Would you bless the aching pains in the neck and the back, Heavenly Father? Would you bless those who have come into the hospitals and those who have come out and those who are going in? Would you bless those who are on respirators, Heavenly Father, because we feel your presence and we know, Heavenly Father, that you can do everything but fail. We have confidence in this very thing, and the very thing is you, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The very thing is the power of God to remove whatever this is, Heavenly Father, that is sweeping the earth, sweeping the nation, Lord. And we understand, Heavenly Father, that some people do not understand the seriousness of it, and they don't understand the revelation that you have given, Heavenly Father. But we ask in the name of Jesus, would you help this to be a peace be still experience, Heavenly Father? Would you just bless whatever this bacteria is that's surfacing in West Africa and that's running rapid like cancer, Heavenly Father? Would you bless the yokes to be broken? And would you bless whatever it is, whatever it's tied to, Heavenly Father, to be bound, Heavenly Father? And we ask, would you remove anything, Heavenly Father, that would cause it to continue to thrive? Because we know that it's not of you, Heavenly Father. We apologize, Heavenly Father, in advance for anyone who has caused the wrath of God to come upon the people. We apologize in advance, Heavenly Father, for anyone who has gone contrary to your ways and who have not listened to you. We apologize in advance for anyone who has done anything that is not acceptable in your sight, Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus. We ask in the name of Jesus with belief, and we understand and we know that you're able to break this yoke. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless those two nurses who have who is in Dallas, Texas, Heavenly Father, who is under careful watch, Heavenly Father. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you remove whatever it is, Heavenly Father, from their bodies and heal them from the top of their head to the soles of their feet. Any doctors who are working on them, Heavenly Father, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you be the shield of protection and would you break the yokes of the bacteria, Heavenly Father, would you kill it and would you destroy whatever powers that may be, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord Jesus. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to move through that place, Heavenly Father, would you continue to move in this situation, Heavenly Father. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you ease our minds, Heavenly Father, and help us, Heavenly Father, to focus on you, because this is just another distraction, a tactic that the devil is using to get our minds off of you. But we serve a mighty God, and because we serve a mighty God and we understand and we hear the word of God, our eyes are lifted up unto you, which cometh all of our help, because we know that all of our help cometh from you, Lord. And we ask in the name of Jesus, and we thank you, Heavenly Father, in advance for recovery. We thank you in advance, Heavenly Father, for breaking the yokes. We thank you in advance for the fatalities that are going down down in West Africa. We thank you for the good news that we're going to receive, Heavenly Father. We thank you for the fears that are being lessened, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for decisions that are being made to prevent. We thank you in advance for washing our hands clean and white as snow, Heavenly Father. We thank you for purifying our hearts, Lord Jesus. We thank you for those who are going to ask for forgiveness unto you for being hard-headed and contrary and going about their own way in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord Jesus, we understand that every knee shall bow and every tongue must confess that you are our Lord, Heavenly Father. We believe in you, Heavenly Father. We know that you are able to do everything but fail. In the name of Jesus, we ask, would you bind that sickness, Heavenly Father? Would you bind that pain? Would you lessen that fever, Heavenly Father? And would you bless those people to be able to rise up and go about their way in the name of Jesus? We ask, would the yokes be broken? We ask, would anything that's unclean be removed? We ask that anything that you would have to be done, that we do it, and we do it with precision, and we do it with obedience, and we do it with a lovely heart in the name of Jesus, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless the event that's going on this weekend, Heavenly Father. Bless each speaker, Heavenly Father. Bless each participant to understand and know and recognize that there is a purpose for all of us getting together. We ask for traveling grace for each person who is flying, those who are driving in the name of Jesus. We ask, would you bless everything that is touched, Heavenly Father? Would it prosper in the name of Jesus? We pray for all of the participants, the volunteers, Lord Jesus. We pray for all of the people who are flying from different parts of the country. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless from each person from the first row all the way to the last row, from the first seat in the balcony all the way to the last seat. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you just continue to help us, Lord Jesus, and to understand who you are, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you in advance for the victories. We thank you for the success. We thank you for the connections. We thank you for the people. We thank you for the knowledge. We thank you for just blessing us, Heavenly Father, to have a great time, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. We ask, Heavenly Father, as those who are going through the process, we was praying for a young lady earlier who experienced domestic violence and lost her life, Heavenly Father, we ask with you just have mercy not only on her family but on the young man, Lord, whatever you see fit. We ask, Lord Jesus, would you let your will be done, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. We ask, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, would you bless those two students in Belton, Texas, Heavenly Father. We ask for recoveries. We bless their parents, Heavenly Father. We bless them, Heavenly Father, and we're asking, would you break those yokes, whatever yokes there is, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. We claim good news in the name of Jesus. We claim healing in the name of Jesus. We claim that there is no report that would cause a negative report in the name of Jesus, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you fill our bodies with the word of God? Would you bless our hearts to be lifted up, Heavenly Father? Would you bless our eyes as well to be lifted up and looking unto you from which cometh the help? Would you bless our hands to be about our Father's business? Would you bless our minds to be on you, Heavenly Father? And would you help us to be the people that you would have us to be, Lord? In the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, we ask in the name of Jesus, and we know that you can do everything but fail. If there's allergies running rapid, Heavenly Father, we ask, would you bind those spirits of allergies? If there is a upset stomachs, if there is anything that's going on, Heavenly Father, earaches, backaches, pains, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus to remove it, Heavenly Father. We ask for a Lazarus experience, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We ask right now, Heavenly Father, as you are moving in those hospitals, Heavenly Father, would you heal those two ladies, and not only the two ladies, but those who are going through treatments, Heavenly Father. We ask, Heavenly Father, would you bless the children who are going through treatments and the adults in the name of Jesus, Lord. We ask, Heavenly Father, would you give us peace that surpasses all understanding, and we ask that would you continue to help us to be ambassadors and the people you would have us to be, Lord. Would you bless each artist, Heavenly Father? Would you bless their works? Would you bless each entrepreneur, each new entrepreneur, each radio host? Heavenly Father, would you bless the works that we do for you, Heavenly Father? Heavenly Father, would you give us wisdom and knowledge? Heavenly Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus for each connection. We thank you in the name of Jesus for each person. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for blessing us to walk into the direction of our destiny. Heavenly Father, as you're getting ready to open up doors where we would not have room enough to receive, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you help us to be obedient unto your word, Heavenly Father, because we know that you are God and besides you there is no other. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask, would you bless anyone who was involved in a domestic experience, Heavenly Father, those who we know and those who we do not know, whether they're NFL spouses or whether they're regular individuals, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you move in those situations. Heavenly Father, we ask, would you bless children who are going through mental issues, depression, suicide. We ask, would you bless defiant children, would you bless their parents, Heavenly Father, would you to begin to work in situations, and would you give them the right direction or the right guidance in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless each educator as they go off to school, Lord. We ask, would you bless the lady in Florida who went through that experience, Heavenly Father. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you give her strength and would you help her, Heavenly Father. Would you bless her heart, Heavenly Father, and would you turn her heart around, Heavenly Father, so that she can experience your breakthrough in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we ask, would you bless the gospel artist who lost his home, Heavenly Father, the name of Jesus, and we're just thankful, Heavenly Father, that they're still here, Heavenly Father, because things can always be replaced in the name of Jesus, we ask. Heavenly Father, we ask, would you bless those who are going through bereavement, whether it's for a child or for anyone, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask, would you uplift us and raise us up, Heavenly Father. Would you strengthen us where we're weak and build us up where we're torn down. Lord, and as we conclude this prayer, but never from your presence, we ask, would you continue to hold us in your arms, Heavenly Father, and we ask, would you continue to bless everything that we touch and everything that we say and do to be of you, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the Love Lift Jesus ministry, and we ask, would you continue to bless the guests who come on, Heavenly Father, and would you continue to bless the ministry to grow and be able to spread to the people. We thank you for all of the connections. We thank you for those who will connect and those who have connected, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And as we depart, Heavenly Father, with this prayer, but never from your presence, we ask, would you just bless us, Heavenly Father, and help us and keep us, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. We thank God today because God is good, and God is going to heal people. But what God wants us to do is not to focus on what is going on, but to focus on him. He says, don't look at the storm. He says, look at who is in the storm with you, which is him. And so, therefore, no matter what goes on, no matter what goes or comes, we are going to continue to look towards the hill from which cometh our help and continue to trust and believe in God. Because we know that God can heal. We know that God can provide. We know that God answers prayers. And that's what we do know. This I know, because the Bible tells me so, and because God has done it so many times. So I want you to really think about that. And God is going to set you free. God is going to bless you, because God loves you. As we begin to transition into our second phase, I want to read, I would call it information. I also call it a letter. But I want you to hear the revelation of God. And a lot of people say, how do you know it's a revelation of God? Because the word of God never returns void. And so as I give you these words, I want you to remember them. And as you go through life, you will see what the Lord is speaking of. And I want to read this to you. I was writing this as Miss Karen Shoel's song was playing. I'm going to read it to you, and I'm going to give you what the Lord gives me. I don't know what the Lord is going to give me after I read this letter, but I know he's going to give me something. So here's the letter. Or information. Be ye reconciled with God, not the world. Yield not unto your understanding, but God's. Build a fortress, but it need not be tall, for no place of refuge is as big as your Father. Extend your hands and pray over everything, and worry not about the earth, for she will live. Favor, grace, and mercy has no expiration, but thrives in consecration. If you must touch any unclean orthodox, do so with an anointed faith governed by God. Despise not the youth without correction. Live as if favor was not established, and obey as if there were many rules. The Israelites believed not, but Noah did and was saved. Listen to this last part. Faith comes by experience, if you have not experienced your faith, you have not met your Father. Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, God wants us to know that if we are faithless, if we don't have that small faith of a mustard seed, he says that we have not had a true encounter with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We go to church because that's what we've been doing for many years, right? We participate in church, we pay because that's what we do. But God says that when you go to church with a purpose, believing that something's going to happen in your life. And it's not being selfish. But God says there is no secret what he can do, because what he's done for others, if you trust and believe in him, he said he'll do the same thing for you. He said, but there must be a purpose. You shouldn't go to church because it's a tradition or a ritual. You should go to church expecting something, because you're going to your Father's house. Think about it. When you go to your parents' house, you expect to see your parents, right? So there is an expectation for you to get into the presence of God, right? And that's how you experience faith, because it is an encounter with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Okay? Now, I want to encourage each and every one of you, and I want to let you know that you shouldn't worry about anything. The Lord is going to turn some things around. The Lord is going to heal people. He's going to establish walls of protection. And anything that God says happens. I believe in his word. No matter what's going on in this world, I believe in the word of God. I'm going to stay with God. I'm going to stick with God. I'm going to stick to what God told me. And he said everything's going to be all right. And so as you're listening to the news, as you're listening to different things, I want you to remember to keep your eye on the prize, because God said that everything is going to be all right. There are some things that happens in storms, ladies and gentlemen, that some things in storms are saved and some are not. But it is in the will of God, and whatever the will of God is, that is what it is. And we have to accept that, whether we want to or not. So God wants us, our job right now, at this particular point, at this particular time, is to live and let the Lord use us. Okay? So I want to be very clear about that. And this concludes the Praying with Love segment. But I want to turn corners here, and I want you to write something down for me. If you don't have paper, I want you to get paper, or I want you to put this in your long-term memory. I want you to put March 28th. God's will, 2015, in your memory, God's will, okay? I want you to write down the numbers 2 to 6, all right? That's the time I'm thinking about, 2 to 6. And I want you to put built to last conference, okay? I'm going to give you a little segment of this built to last conference. I'm going to give you time to write that down. Okay. With this particular Built to Last conference, I want you to put rise. Just write rise. You don't have to put it in a certain area. Just put rise. Okay, Built to Last conference, I want you to put rise. All right, and then I want you to put fall, F-A-L-L, on another side. Okay, so basically you have a T-chart. On the rise part, I want you to put God. On the fall part, I want you to put the devil. Okay? I want you to look at this. All right? And this is what God is showing at this particular time. I didn't know that we were going to do this. All right. On the rise part, I want you to put God under there, and on the fall part, I want you to put devil. All right. The reason why God was able to rise was because he was helping people. Okay. That's number one. Number two, And number three, guess what? The Lord is showing even when he was on the cross, he was still lifted up. And he says, if I be lifted up, he says, I will draw men unto me. And I want to explain that to you, but I want you to put cross. Just put cross. So the reason why God rose, right, was because he was helping people. Humility represents, and actually, let's put the cross before humility. Okay? So the reason why the Lord rose was because he helped people. Remember, he was healing the blind and the sick. Then number two, there's a cross, right? Jesus hung on the cross, but guess what? The Lord just showed me. He says even when he was on the cross at his lowest point, he was still lifted up. His enemy still lifted him up. There is something behind that. Amen? His enemy still lifted him up. There is something behind that, ladies and gentlemen. I want you to hear that. Then he speaks about humility, and that is going to the grave, okay? Going to the grave. And guess what he did on the third day? He rose. Amen? So I'm going to talk about that a little bit. I'm going to give you a brief sneak preview. Now, when we talk about the fall, we talk about the devil. And Jesus asked him a question. He said, where were you at, Satan? He says, I was going to and fro, seeking whom I can devise. So he was causing trouble, right? Going to and fro. So put causing trouble. But he was also, he was in heaven, right? And sometimes when we get too high, amen, when we're in a position, when we get too high, and we want to usurp our authority, is that right? Then the Lord has to bring us down. So the devil was basically put out of heaven, right? Because he no longer fit in that capacity. He had actually, he was actually establishing himself or trying to establish himself as greater than God. So I want you to put, when we talk about a fall, this is when we, in other words, take God out of the picture. So I want you to put godless, okay? Then finally, God says the reason why we fall is because we're just disobedient. And God calls it hard-headed, okay? Disobedient. I want to go over this very quickly, okay? The reason why God rose, he was able to rise, is because he was helping people. I want you to think about today. I don't want you to think about any other day, all right? Because built to last means that we're not going to look in the past because the past wears down, right? So when you know something, you're able to move forward and correct it. So let's talk about this. God was helping people. What does this mean when we say God was helping people? He was going around healing the sick. He was raising the dead. He was giving sight to the blind. He was helping people. What did you do today to help somebody? I want you every day from now until March to help at least one person. It doesn't matter who it is. It could be a stranger. Help at least one person. That is the goal. I want you to, that is the goal, to help at least one person. Okay? This is how we rise. God says this is how we rise up. God said this is how we multiply. This is how the Lord opens up the windows of heaven. You know, a lot of people think that just when you tithe, the Lord opens up the windows of heaven. But the Lord says that there are more opportunities for the windows to be open. There's more than one window. And there's more than one tithe window. So when the Lord opens up that tithe window, there's a window right beside it. God says it's infinite. It's infinity. That means that it continues to go on. But the Lord says if you really want to rise up, he said, make it a goal. And I guarantee you, this is proof, ladies and gentlemen. I want you to do this every day and see what happens in your life. Make it a goal to help one person each day. All right? Now, I'm going to tell you this. You're going to run into this. There's going to be some people, right? And this is a test. There's going to be some people that may take advantage of that. All right? Not necessarily people that you know, but there's going to be some people. I'm going to say one or two that's going to take advantage of that. But God says you still help them. Because God still wakes us up in the mornings, right? If we sin, God doesn't just say, I'm going to destroy you, right? He gives us a chance to correct it. And so you're going to run into some people, right, that you're going to be apprehensive about. I don't know if I should help you or not, but God says do it. That's how you rise up, right? Number two, he says even when he was on the cross, all right, hanging on the cross, he says he was still lifted up. He was still higher than the people who actually hung him on the cross because he was lifted up. He says, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. Amen. And so there were a lot of people who witnessed when Jesus went to the cross. And so God says that if you're going through the storms of life, if you have enemies, which you should love all of your brothers and sisters, right? If you have enemies, he says, even if they put you on the cross, and putting you on the cross, crucify you, that does not mean that they crucify you on the cross. That means even if you feel that like your enemies have come against you, the Lord says that you are still exalted up, right? Because even with that, the Lord says sometimes you have to stretch out your hands. What does stretching out your hands mean? It means you're lending a helping hand. Because sometimes people, they do things because they just need attention, or they do things because they just need help. And God says, just extend your hands. He says, you're still going to be lifted up. But if you close your fist, and this is symbolic and this is real life, if you close your fist, either you're going to hit, right, or either you're going to miss out on your blessing because you had an opportunity to help and model who God is, and you didn't. So it's going to be a test, right? God says that everybody that you meet is not saved. Everybody that you meet is not nice. But guess what your job is for listening to the Love of Jesus Ministry and for being on God's team? Because anytime you listen to me and you're around me, we're on God's team, right? And so God says that your enemies may not be saved. And so you're going to have to extend your arm, right? That's why the Lord says we have to be kind one to another, right? Even our enemies, which we shouldn't have any. So that means extending your hand. The Lord went on a cross and his arms were stretched wide. That represents his service, his help, right? He wasn't closed, he was open, all right? Then we talk about humility. He was buried in an old barred tomb, right? They put the Savior of the world in an old barred tomb, not to mention his birth, what happened with that. That'll be another story. They put him in an old barred tomb, but guess what? That's humility. God says sometimes we have to go to our lowest point. He has to break us down because we're too high. We put ourselves up there, not God. When God puts you up there, then he's going to keep you up there. That's consistency. When we put ourselves up there, that's temporary, right? So God has to break us down. That's why it's entitled Built to Last. He has to break us down, amen? And when God breaks us down and he hands us humility, right? We're able to be down, but we're not going to remain down. Why? Because God lifted us up. He says on the third day he rose. But guess what? He didn't just rise up. Amen. He didn't just have that Lazarus experience. He rose up with all power in his hands. Am I speaking to somebody? He rose up with all power. So there is no excuse for not rising up. God says there is no excuse for windows being locked. And we're not talking about physical windows. Don't go and unlock your windows. We're talking about the windows of heaven. Amen? And that's even in the Bible. It's not talking about your windows at all. It's talking about the windows in heaven. Right? He says, and I will pour you out a blessing that you won't have room enough to receive. So we talk about the rise of God. God was able to rise, and he's still rising. He said, because if I be lifted up, think about when you go to church. Church, when you're in the Lord's house, all we're doing is lifting up the Lord, Jesus Christ, through song, through prayer. He says, if I be lifted up, I would draw all men and women unto me, right? So with this particular rise, think about God. God says each day, this is the key. This is the key to success. If you want to open up another window, I'm not going to say how many windows are going to open because I don't know. I'm speaking what the Lord is speaking. If you want another window to open, another opportunity, if you've been trying to do something, like I love entertainment, I love radio, I love ministry. Ministry is my second calling. I love it, right? I get just an energy rush out of it. Lord says, if you really want to open up that window, he says, you're going to have to begin to give the word of God to people. You're going to have to extend your arms to people and reach people. That's why I said every day, help one person. They're going to be out of the 100 people, one or two people, who is going to take advantage of that. But God says that's a test for you, not them. Right? So help somebody if you can. And it's going to happen. There's going to be an opportunity for you to help someone. Do it because it's a test. Number two, we talk about enemies. right? You're going to go places, and everybody's not going to like you for whatever reason. You don't even have to do anything to anybody. Everybody's just not going to like you, okay? But God says that as he hung on the cross, his arms were extended. He says, reach out to those people. Do good unto them. Treat them right. Reach out to them, right? He says, even your enemies. And that may be a challenge for some people, which is understandable. But God says, reach out. That's why his hands were extended. He says, extend your hands. That's how your other window can open. And maybe it's not just one window opening at a time. Maybe it's multiple. It all depends on the will of God. Number three, with this, in order to rise, God says that we must have humility. Sometimes we have to let our egos go. Sometimes we have to humble ourselves before the Lord, right? We can't be bigger than the Lord. We can't get boastful. The Lord's going to bless a lot of people, right? He talk about the Revelation says the airways, right? Because that's where the word of God, you know, more people listen to radio than they go to different places to hear the word of God. God says he's going to bless the airways. But the thing is, we have to have humility. We can't get too big-headed. You know, you see what I'm saying? We can't get too big-headed. We have to stay humble. And God says when he went to that, when he was in that bar of tomb, God could have got up. Why? Because God is over the earth. God didn't have to hang on the cross. He didn't have to go to the bar of tomb. He didn't have to wait till the third day. He said, but he had humility. And he rose up with all power, both heaven and earth, in his hand. So the Lord said, just because you stumble and maybe fall, right? He says you can get back up with all power. I think about one of the sisters who came on my ministry, and the Lord is showing me her right now. She says, I've been out from television for a while. She says, but I'm back, right? She says she's come back, which is good, commendable. But the Lord says sometimes he has to break us down. And it's not all the time because of our egos. It's just because of things. He wants the glory. He wants the power. He has to break us down. And when he breaks us down, we're able to rise up again. So guess what? The next time I see her particular show, God says it's going to be powerful. It's going to strengthen the community. Because God says anytime that he breaks us down, right, and builds us back up, we rise up powerful, not powerless. Amen? And so that is a testimony within itself. So the Lord says, you really want to rise. He says, extend your hands and help somebody. One person per day. That's it. One person. And it could be more people if you really want to open up the windows of heaven. Right? Number two, he says, your enemies, you got to stretch out your hands and reach out to them. Amen? And we're not talking about reach out and hit them. Amen? We're talking about reach out, praying for them. You can pray to yourself for them. You can patience in your peace. Reach out to them. Number three, we talk about humility. Breaking it down. And sometimes we have to be broken down. Our ego, right? Things that get in the way of us being the best for God. Amen? Because we think we do everything the best. There's nobody else who can do it better than we can. But God says he has news for us. He is the Alpha and the Omega. He has the last word. So sometimes we have to be broken down. That's why we had this conference built to last, right? Because God is building us up, not us. Amen? All right, let's talk about the fall. Okay, we're talking about the devil. When we talk about the fall, we're talking about Satan, Lucifer, whoever you want to call him, but it's the devil, right? Opposite of God, right? What was he doing when the Lord asked him, where are you going? What are you doing, Lucifer? What are you doing, Satan? He says, I'm going to and fro, seeking whom I can divide. You have to ask yourself, am I part of the problem or the solution every day? That's what I ask myself every day. Am I part of the problem or am I the solution? That's what you need to ask yourself every single day. When you wake up in the morning, besides saying, "I'm thank you, Jesus, I'm built to last," am I part of the problem or am I the solution? If you find yourself being part of the problem most of the time, something needs to change because you're falling, right? And you fall too far, you get hurt, right? If you fall down, you get hurt, right? So you want to make sure that you're not causing trouble. And what do we do when we cause trouble? We do everything contrary to God. We disturb the environment. We cause chaos. We cause an uproar. God says he has to remove us. That's, we fall. He says we can't get any windows open. He says you wonder why we struggle. You wonder why we're going through so much. You wonder why all the blessings begin to pass us by. He says it's because we're too busy, busybodies, causing trouble. We're not part of the solution. We're causing problems. Okay? So that's a way to fall. Number two, God says godless. not including God. The devil was not put out of heaven because he was trying to take God's place, because God is more powerful than the devil, and God knew that the devil couldn't take his place, but he knew what he was doing. The reason why Lucifer, Satan, was removed from heaven was because he wanted to take God out of everything. And the proof is that if he had God in his heart, do you think he would go to and fro seeking whom he can devour, seeking whom he can cause divisions? So he was godless. He didn't have God in him at all. And so that's what we need to understand. Then finally he goes on to say the reason or the way we fall is disobedience. And disobedience is different from not knowing. Disobedience is you know the word of God. You read the word of God. You hear it on the airways. You know, you're listening to particular ministries. And you basically refuse to turn from your wicked ways. Many times I ask myself, what would have become of Saul if he didn't change his direction? That's a good thing to ask your congregation, pastors, bishops, ministers, evangelists, prophets. That's a good thing to ask. What do you think would have become of Saul if he did not change his attitude and direction? Attitude and direction is closely linked to disobedience, because your attitude towards God signifies if you're going to trust him and do his word. Right? And so I just wonder what would have happened to Saul if he would have continued his way and did not change his path. But God is showing me right now the woman who turned around and turned into a pillar of salt. He says if we begin to continuously look back and avoid God and not proceed forward with the word of God and continuously go our own way, he says we too would turn into a pillar of salt. What does that mean? That means we will fall. That means that, you know, we talk about good luck and bad luck. There's no such thing. There's grace and mercy. That's what I believe in. And so God says that if we continuously be disobedient unto the word of God, he says we fall, right? And we talked about that. We talked about the difference between falling and the wrath of God. And that's what the Lord is talking about. He says you can sum up the fall with the wrath of God. You notice that in the wrath of God, the devil was removed, right? There's always something removed. If you're causing trouble, right, then you're going to have to get rid of something. That's removed. And then if you're godless, right, you're going to have to remove your heart. If you're disobedient, you're going to have to remove and change your ways. So the Lord says with the fall, there's always a removal, right? There's always a removal with the fall, okay? Then with the rise of God, right, there's always a lowering. Isn't that something? When you rise, right, there had to be a lowering. Lowering. You had to be lowered. And when you fall, right, God says that there is a rising. Okay? Now, that is very ironic because you would think it's opposite, but it's not. God says we fall because we get too high, right? Causing trouble. You're stirring up trouble. You're manifesting trouble. You're causing it to rise. The temperature and intensity is brewing. He says when you talk about being godless, he said, you're causing tension. He says, you're stirring up the anger and the wrath of God, because he says in his word, and if you're knowledgeable of the word of God, that he is a jealous God. And so you're stirring it up, right? Then he says, being disobedient. He says, you're stirring up the anger, the wrath. It's kind of like when you're disobedient to your parents. They become upset, right? You're stirring up the tension. You're causing problems. And so God says you fall, right? He didn't say how hard you fall. He didn't say where you fall. He says you fall. There's a fall. There's a falling away. That's what he says. There is a falling away. He says, but when you rise, he says, you had to be lowered. You had to be humble. So either we're rising or we're falling on a daily basis, right? And so we have to evaluate ourselves. So remember in this ministry, right, in order to rise, in order to get those windows, and we're talking about spiritual windows, not the windows, you know, in the house and all that stuff. But when we talk about rising, we're talking about helping people Make sure you help one person a day, all right? Now, out of the 100 people, there's always going to be one or two who's going to take advantage. But God says that is your test, not theirs. And they have to speak to God for that. Then he talks about enemies. He says everywhere you go, everybody's not going to be saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Spirit. Some people are going to be filled with something else, right? But you have to reach out to them. You have to extend your hands. Then he speaks about humility. He says that, you know, he was put in the old bar tomb. This is the Savior of the world, old bar tomb, right? But he said, but on the third day he rose, but he didn't just rise up any kind of way, right? He rose up with all power, both heaven and earth, in his hand, amen? So just because you're at your lowest point doesn't mean that you can't rise. Why? Because once again, this conference says we're built to last, amen? Then we talk about the fall, and we talk about we spoke about Lucifer, the devil, right? And he wasn't removed from heaven because he wanted to be God or he wanted to take God's spot. He was removed because he was stirring up, right, or causing trouble to rise. He was going to and fro trying to divide people up. Then we talked about he was godless. And godless means that basically he didn't have God, right? So when you don't have God, then things don't work out as well. Then being disobedient, the Lord spoke one thing, he wanted to do something else. And so, you know, we have to be obedient unto God in order to not experience, right, the fall. And so it's very important that we listen to the voice of God and that we rise and continue to rise through helping people, through loving our enemies and reaching out to them, and through humility, throwing away that ego sometimes. You know, in sports, sometimes it's good to have an ego, but when we talk about an ego every single day, it's a little overwhelming for the body, you know, and so we have to have humility. So, ladies and gentlemen, that is part of the Built to Last Conference, which will be held on March 28, 2015, the BLM Civic Center. The time that I'm really thinking about is from 2 to 6, which is on a Saturday. And we're going to have some dynamic speakers. And so I want you to go ahead and mark this on your calendar and get ready to attend this particular event because I would love to see each and every one of you here. As I said before, on Friday, God's will, I'm going to begin recruiting. I'm going to begin calling, letting people know that we exist. There is someone in Bellamy, Texas, who is on fire not only for God, but who has a conference that the Lord has ordained and given for the people to hear. This is a very powerful conference. As I said before, I had no idea that the Lord was going to talk about the rise and fall. But every time I get on the ministry, each time, the Lord always has a word, and he always come through for me. So I would trust in the Lord. So without further ado, I would like to leave you with a few announcements. Please be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Gospel artists, promoters, writers, actors, actress, producers, talk shows, any positive community leader, please connect with me at ALFREDALOVE or FREDALOVE or EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on the ministry. In addition to that, make sure that you pick up a spiritual guide to go perfecting your walk with God by Dr. Alfreda Love. And the purpose of this spiritual guide is to increase awareness of how God expects us to walk in his word and identify the principles involved in our faith walk. This guide is designed to teach believers how to find and maintain faith, evaluate our daily walk, and draw closer unto God. So please be sure to pick up that. You can also find that particular guide on the website as well. In addition to that, make sure that you continue to pray for 210 individuals. If you have to pray for all of your family members, pray for them one by one, and do not forget to pray for yourself. In addition to that, just make sure that you continue to trust in God because God loves you. God would do anything for you that is in his will. And God wants us to know that he is faithful and he can do everything. And he will not fail. So some important dates you need to remember. First of all, you need to remember this weekend, the 17th and 18th, with Miss Oprah Winfrey. If you have not purchased your ticket, you need to do so online. Please purchase your ticket so that you can attend a wonderful, wonderful conference. November 2nd, we're going to welcome Miss Tamala Mann and Miss Tasha Cobb to Killeen, Texas. So please be sure to support them. Also, that's in November. December 18th. is my birthday. Yay! No, we're not going to put that on the calendar, but December 18th is my birthday. Okay, and then be sure to mark March 28th, 2015. That is when we're going to have our huge conference. And I also have to see when the Stellars are, because I can't have that on the same weekend because I'm also attending the Stellars. So I can't have those two on the same weekend. Okay? So as I said before, I want to thank God, my family, and my friends for tuning in to the Love of Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. And I want to just tell you to continue to empower and uplift each other, encourage one another, continue to do well, continue to help people, continue to extend your arms and reach, continue to have humility, and God will take you a long way, because there is no secret. What God can do, what he's done for others, if you trust and believe in him, he will do the same thing for you. I would like to bid each of you good night. This is Dr. Alfreda Love, and if someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up, because God is love. And until next time, which is tomorrow with another guest, take care of yourselves and each other. Good night, everybody.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Alfreda Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayers as you pray for someone. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is his word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.